I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. If there's one message that can be taken from the Christmas season, it should be this: God Almighty, your Maker, the Lord, the giver of life, nie die groot baas daarbo of iemand wat vir jou uitkyk. The great I am, the ancient of days, the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come, says to you, my brother, my sister, I love you. You might have seen a meme or a bumper sticker which says, Jesus is the reason for the season. Why would somebody send his only begotten son to die a miserable, painful death at the hands of people? I'm going to tell you why. Because he loves you. Jesus is the reason for the season. He doesn't have just a general love for his church globally. He has love for you as an individual. So much so that the scripture says, your name is inscribed on the palms of his hands. Every tear that you've cried, he's caught in a jar. Every hair on your head is numbered. He knows you're going in and you're going out. You're lying down and you're rising up. God wants to say to you this morning, my brother, my sister, I love you. You're loved beyond measure. We can't fathom his love. No matter how much we try to understand it in this lifetime, we will not know how much we are loved. God wants to say to you this morning, I love you. You're watching online at home. I don't know what circumstances you're facing. Maybe the last thing you feel like doing this morning is celebrating a season of joy and experiencing peace and goodwill to all men. God wants to tell you this morning, my brother, my sister, my friend, God loves you. At a time where traditionally people give out gifts, this is a time we can remember the greatest gift that could ever be given to anybody, especially to mankind, is the gift of eternal life and forgiveness in Christ Jesus. When the enemy would want to hound you and harass you and remind you of the mistakes of the past, God would want to say to you, I have a special gift for you. That gift is my forgiveness, my love, my unconditional love. That gift is the gift of my Son, me, in flesh, the Word become flesh, dwelling amongst men. That's the gift that I have for you because I love you. That's the gift from a God that would rather die and leave heaven than be without you. You see, God is busy decorating his home. How many of you ladies and perhaps some men decorate your homes at Christmas time? It's not a sin. Show me your hands, be honest. How many of you decorate your homes? There we go. There's like five of you. I wonder if God is busy decorating his home, preparing a place for you. The Bible says he's doing that. He's making a place for you, especially for you. God is making a place for you where you're going to see desires of your heart that you don't even know you have yet, but he knows you have them, and he's preparing that place for you because God says to you this morning, my friend, God loves you. Is it starting to sink in? Van julle sit al klaar daarso en jy krap hier en jy krap daar en jy kyk waar ons hierdie ou met net tot die punt kom asseblief, ek gaan braai. But please let it sink in, dear friend. God loves you. You. And at a time where people get gifts, I wonder what's in here. How many of us remember the excitement of waking up whenever, opening presents whenever? How many of you have experienced the pain and heartache of not having that to look forward to? When people open gifts, I remember, I think maybe that's why I ended up being a detective, because I used to think like a criminal. When the parents weren't watching, Ma, you can close your ears now. I'd sneak under the tree and I'd just like, yes, they got it. They got it. Yes. But there was a time, and yes, it's not today. It's not his birthday today. But we're celebrating it because this is the day we can. Is that okay? There was a time when God's Son, Jesus, was sent to us as a baby and put in a manger, wrapped in cloths. The material that they used to clothe the baby would indicate that child's stature or importance in life. They had no fancy robes, garments of purple to wrap Jesus in. They wrapped him in cloth. And he was put in a manger from which animals fed. So a container that contained food to feed animals held the bread of life from which we could one day feed and partake when we have communion. Imagine little Jesus, the baby in the manger, mom and dad there, a couple of shepherds. Scripture says in the book of John that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst men. And this morning we have the privilege of being able to rejoice and share what we know today as the Word of God. You see, before Jesus walked this earth, we had the Word of God written. There was the 5 books of Moses. There were prophets that had writings. But there wasn't the Bible as we know it today. Some of them had memorized it. Some of them had written down on papyrus. Some of them had carved it on stones. Net om 'n manier te gebruik om dit te onthou, that they could keep it forever. There was a time when God came to man. And there was a time when God walked with man. We now live in a time where God lives in man. And the Word has become real and alive to us. God came to us. God walked with us. Now for those that will have Him, God will live inside of you. And that's what we celebrate today. The best gift that we can celebrate is the gift that God gave us in His Son Jesus. This thing has gone to sleep. I'm going to wake it up again. So this morning, in the pre-service prayer meeting, we were talking about the traditions that there are around Christmas time. And I'm not particularly excited about a Christmas tree for various reasons. If you want a little bit of homework on the subject, you can read Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1 to 5. And when we were at the dinner table at the Sani to See mountain biking event, which we had several weeks ago now, the topic of Christmas trees came up, where grandmother asked me, "Mozzie, what do I say to my children regarding the Christmas tree, seeing as it's not a Christian tradition?" I said, "What you could simply do is exercise godly wisdom and teach the child in such a way that they'd be encouraged to find out more about the principles in Scripture where the tree comes from." Does it mean that you're an evil person if you have a Christmas tree in your home? No. It just means that you are used to a certain tradition. And she said, "Mozzie, what do you mean? In what ways can I just turn the example around to point it all to Jesus? Because at the end of the day, it is not about an overweight, overfed old man in a red suit with a reindeer, reindeers and a sleigh distributing gifts as and when he sees fit. It's about the living God who gave us the greatest gift of all time, his son Jesus Christ. And there happens to be a tree involved in this narrative that we call Christmas today. So what I said to this person that was inquiring, I said, well, if I had the privilege of having a grandchild and they were exposed to a Christmas tree, I'd say, well, a tree is made out of wood. And a wood was used to make the cross on which Jesus died. You see how the Lord can take a mess and turn it into a message? So I'd teach the grandchild that there's a tree, but that tree's made out of wood. And did you know Jesus had to carry a heavy wooden cross one day for you up a very, very difficult, technical, hard climb that no GS would get up. Or no ring-ding-ding scrambler could get up, and he carried a cross of several hundred kilograms for you so that you can experience life today. And then I'd go on to say that traditionally people like to use evergreen trees or fir trees, trees that are green throughout all four seasons. That means the greenness and the color and the life, which is the chlorophyll in the plant, doesn't fade away. Much like God's love for you, that doesn't fade away. Maak jy saak hoeveel keer en waar en wanneer jy droog maak, God's love for you does not fade away. His love for you is from everlasting to everlasting. The scripture says that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's love endures forever. And perhaps the last example that I would use is that when a tree is strong and it's growing well and its branches are bowing out and it's casting lovely shade for all the animals, when the sun is beating down and they have no place to hide and to cool down and the birds need a home, they can find refuge and safety under the shelter of a tree. And I'd say, God is like that. The Bible says that the name of the Lord is like a strong tower. The righteous can run to him and find safety and refuge in the tree. They can find shelter, because I'll explain to the child that the scripture says we can find shelter under the wings of God Almighty. And that's the symbolism of the tree. So whatever it is that you do to celebrate Christmas, there's a way that you can relay the story the way it's truthfully told. When my spare rib and I were having the discussion about what I will and will not allow in our home, because thus saith Mozzie of the Bible say, the principle is that love is patient and love is kind and love is long-suffering. So I'm patient with my wife. My wife wants a tree. She can have a Christmas tree. Her and God will sort that out. But I said what you could put there is a nativity scene. And in the nativity scene, traditionally, you see this little baby with a little halo, nice little chubby little barbecue, much like Carly this morning, in a manger. You see Mary and Joseph, and you see a couple of shepherds, and you see some animals, some sheep, a couple of cows, and some chickens. And you see three wise men. Even that in itself is not scripturally correct. And without getting doctrinally heavy, I have a responsibility to teach God's people the truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God. And the devil even has a little touch on that scene, because the scripture teaches us that by the time the wise men found Jesus, he wasn't a baby in a manger. He was just over 2 years old. So what's the point, ladies and gentlemen? The point is that wanneer jy verby al hierdie, ek gaan dit stel soos wat ek dit sien partykeer, wanneer jy verby al hierdie gemors kyk, gaan jy tog op die einde van die dag die waarheid kry. En die waarheid bly onveranderd. 'N tyd het gekom wanneer God dit goed gesien het om vir ons sy seun te stuur. And his name is Jesus. He's no longer a baby in a manger anymore. He's no longer a naked man on a cross. He's coming back as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And one day every tongue will confess and every knee shall bow that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But how much joy is for those who gladly accept him now and bow the knee to the Lordship of Jesus. Sometimes jy moet 'n begroting uitwerk waar jy vir jouself wil bepaal. Wat kan ek vir my geliefdes koop hierdie kersseisoen? Maybe you've got so much money, you don't know what to do with it. Come see me, I'll give you some tips. We need a new building, hallelujah. I said we need a new building, hallelujah. But maybe the only gift that you can give is maybe the next plate of food or whatever. I want to tell you the greatest gift that anybody can ever give another person is to lay down his life for that person. John 15 and verse 13 says, greater love is no one than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. And that's the message that we'd like to give you this morning. On behalf of myself and the leadership team, the Handlebar team of this church, and every single volunteer that makes what happens here special, we want to tell you this morning, and especially on behalf of God Almighty, He's using me, this instrument, because others are on leave, to say this morning, God says to you, my brother, my sister, my friend, young and old, to our online audiences, on all our social media platforms, God loves you. And we love you from the bottom of our hearts. We love you with our own love, and we love you with the love of the Lord. If we could give each one of you a gift, it would be the love of Jesus Christ shed abroad in your hearts and an ever-increasing knowledge of who He is. The blessing that I pray over you this morning is that God's love will become a reality to you as an individual, that you'll know He loves you for who you are. Here's the truth. I learned this in a song this week. God loves all of you with all His love. Did you get that? He really loves who you really are. He really loves who you really are. Daai stil mens hier binne in. That person who you are, my sweetheart, when nobody's watching, that's the person He really loves. Nie net die masker wat jy opsit, wanneer jy wil hê mense moet 'n sekere front sien. He really loves who you really are. Amen. Amen. And that's the message that we want to leave with you this morning. If you want to sit, you can sit. If you want to stand, you can stand. I want to close off with this song called I Wonder. Let the lyrics meditate into your heart this morning as we celebrate the fact that Jesus is the reason for the season. Dankie julle. Lift the roof.